Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Fo-fo. Betty on. Fo-fo. Fo-fo. Yup. Fo-fo. Betty on. Four rings like an Audi sign, 200 hitters, I play to win. 8Ks with banana clips, I roll with hitters that'll never snitch. Bitch. Fo-fo. Four rings like an Audi sign, 200 hitters, I play to win. 8Ks with banana clips, I roll with hitters that'll never snitch. Bitch. Fo-fo. Betty on. Four. Four friends on my face, four on my way. Keep niggas in line, no jumping out of place. 10 grand every day, locked on middleweight. Niggas ready to eat, so I still pack heavyweight. Lamborghini skate, FPC, burn place, burn it to your mouth. Move to the south, live with the night out. Smoke it on white out. All Dutch still matter, motherfucker. We real heat bust, dark blue sucker. Mic check one, saran wrap two, I gotta get back through. Back on the block, I come from school on hard knock. Big knock, big shots, free throw, two shots. Ooh, fuck you shot, I'm a holler. Can't stop me, who done rock me? My nigga Earl, black charcoal, black mob. R.P. the black rock, little mafia, green dollars. Burn big choppers with a new G-Rocker. Pulled up for my niggas in the sky, please watch up. Left lane, fly right by ya. I'm cannon, no Mariah. Loose cannon, fuck fire. Arrogant attitude, kinda feel a little rude, but never been a fool. Mind rock, two jewels, Fetty Young. Four rings like an Audi sign, 200 heads, I play to win. 8Ks with banana clips, I roll with hitters, that'll never snitch. Bitch. Four rings like an Audi sign, 200 hitters, I play to win. 8Ks with banana clips, I roll with hitters that'll never snitch. Bitch. Four. Free swoop. Four. Four.
Pink up, four rings, jewelry heavy. Interior cream, Lamborghini spaghetti. Talk business with monsters, fettuccine lobster. Break bread with family, champagne soccer. Yeah, I carry guns like Jamaicans and Tossers. Gunpowder what I spit, sound like a chopper. Back in the studio, $1 million bill. Fly overseas, call my brother chill. Four rings, new chain, fit a new sweater. New whip, new crib, candy apple leather. Money on my block, BT, wanna grab me. Back in the crib, counting paper with my family. Won't see no money machine, keep counting. Four rings, diamonds on, flooded like a fountain. Cut the middle man, bitch, I got my own accountant. Everything is numbers, won't casino rings.
Four rings like an Audi sign, 200 hits, I play to win. 8Ks with banana clips, I roll with hitters, that'll never snitch. Bitch. Four. Four rings like an Audi sign, 200 hitters, I play to win. 8Ks with banana clips, I roll with hitters that'll never snitch. Bitch. Four. Free swoop. Four.
Yo, it's your boy. This is your boy, Dirty NZ, behind the scenes radio, with my co-host, Niecy, the motherfucking queen.
What the hell?
The number is 516. The number is 516-595-8305. Tonight we talk about parenting kids and the do's and the don'ts with intimacy and bathing, like, you know, having sex with your kids still woke. And, you know, it's grown. It's a grown show right here. If you want to get your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BHINDTSCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. What was you trying to say, me?
You're dying tonight.
I'm dying tonight. Mm-hmm. What you mean I'm dying tonight?
Good. You gonna play that song?
Nah, break it. What are you talking about?
It don't want to talk about. It just happened 5 minutes ago.
What are you talking about?
Don't play that song.
All right, whatever. Yeah, so the number's 516-595-8305. Yeah, so we're going to get to these songs. We're going to play like three songs, and then we're going to get into the conversation. Let's play G4 Shy, Disrespect for All Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go, people.
From afar, you were talking sideways. If you want to start shit, just know that we gon' pop with. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful.
Get the fuck out of my face.
I'm posted with my clique, we ain't never flinched. Credit card worth the risk, LeBron with the chip. All the sauce made a slip when I walk, I trip. We don't care that you rich, you corny little bitch. I started all the vibes, started all the waves. Could've made it in my country, took it to the stage. I'm feeling like I'm ace, giving all the fades. Hit and run, they starving, taking pics on my plates. Moving it quick, trying to get rich in 1,000 days. Got head in the Uber, they call me your list. She pissed, but it is what it is, what it is. Girl, I'm stuck up in my ways, yeah. My ways, yeah. You can call me when you naked. You naked, excuse me. Respect the motherfucking set. Bottle service, cause you know we love the flex. Money double up when I fuck a check. Bitch, I got now. Fuck who got next. Seen you from afar, where you was talking sideways. If you wanna start shit, just know that we gon' pop with. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful.
Get the fuck out of my face.
Thank God I don't ever gotta beg or borrow. I'm stuffing up the matches, case I fall tomorrow. You know my whole squad really got me. Know the difference with who's down and who's around me. It is what it is, tacking these shifts, got my mama on grip. Doing this shit cause you know that it's lit. Got the baddest bitches all in my dick. Cut me a whip. Cut me a whip. Bitch, I'm different, too consistent. All my exes talking crazy, baby tripping. Hit my phone right before the show, ask for tickets. Bitch, you should know this shit sold out. Why you visit? Come and see me in the backseat. Windows up, that's the way she likes to fuck. Man, the ass up in the club. Hate it when I throw the ones. But she know that I am the one. I'm up before the sun for my future sons. Seen you from afar, you was talking sideways. If you wanna start shit, just know that we gon' pop with. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful. Disrespect me, and I'm real disrespectful.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of my face.
Mm-hmm.
in just one kiss. Changed my world with just one day. I love you. I love you.
More hits for you, so stay tuned. Your music, your request.
The radio station you can't live without. This is your radio.
Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself?
I move by myself. I've been up on that solo shit. What the fuck is a friend? You know I don't trust the bitch. I just been out grinding hard, trying to get up all my chips. All you do is talk slick. Miss me with that sucker shit. I'm trying to stay out the way of all the drama. Killer be a killer. I'm trying not to do it, mama. Shit get hell when you live like this. But I'm a man, I got rules. I'ma die like this. Misunderstood by most motherfuckers, but I ain't scared of no motherfuckers. If the family need help, I don't tell them no motherfucker. I don't just tell them I love my little show motherfucker. Trying to do good, but I'm surrounded by evil. Trying to stay away from all these ignorant ass people. Say that they my dogs, but the motherfuckers see through. Saying you'll die for me, well, I don't believe you. Laid back in my thoughts, sipping on some strong shit. They say I went loco, my mind's something wrong with me. I talk to God every night before I go to sleep. Cause these thoughts in my head getting real deep. Then the insomnia hits and now I can't sleep. I be thinking too much, that's what's wrong with me. Just to survive, paranoid what you gotta be. For me to trust somebody, take a lot. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah. cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself?
Loki by myself, I don't really fuck with niggas. Bitches always want me, so I never stay with them. Trust fucked up, if you play me, then I kill you. Mama told me never follow, boy, you a leader. One of the main reasons I never listen to a teacher. Know you like to talk, but fuck what you preaching. Way too many times a nigga been sucking deep in. Keep shit to myself, won't let a motherfucker peep in. Thoughts go to rushing when depression start to sink in. Never too emotional, never know what I'm thinking. See a sweet lick, then a nigga really planking. I don't chill with many cause they'll leave you hanging. Try to do good, but bro, I'm steady stressing. If you ever schedule me, well, then I'm gonna test you. You might pray to the Lord, but I blessed you. Move by myself, don't fuck.
Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself?
Busy in the fucking lot. your platinum girl, that's you. Staring at your body like a treasure map, ooh. Killing these thoughts like a 96 double tattoo. So baby, don't wait, you've been patient all day. And you're so sick of them thoughts, got my arms around your waist. That's a bottle by your face, with my lips upon your face. And you whisper out my name, telling me you're my today.
Yeah, so it's kind of different too, you know, when you like wanted to.
Well, we're
talking about that age too, because
yeah, I'm just saying, in general, like 4 inches is technically already wet potty trained.
Well, some kids don't potty train their
kids. Some people, parents, just just feel it easy. I'm talking about, I know parents, I like, I want to smack the shit out of my cousin, but just, it's easier to put a diaper on her. Like, what, huh? No, it's easier
not
to have to change
their
asses and keep buying fucking diapers.
Well, I mean, some people just like, I don't know. Like, I know some parents is like real lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like real lazy. Like, I hate to see a kid walking around in dirty motherfucking Pampers. I hate that shit. And especially if it's like sagging and shit. That's like really irritating.
Well,
I'd be like, yo.
Sometimes because you bought them cheap ass diapers.
Boy, it don't really matter.
Do.
I mean, yeah, it does matter about the type of diaper.
Sometimes you can go once or twice and it's just sad because it's a cheap ass diaper.
Yeah. So, I mean, what about like, well, I know that with my son, when he was young, me and his mother, when he was... When he was in the belly, and I would try to have sex with her.
And we're talking about after.
Wait, hold on. Let me talk. Let me finish first. So, before he was born, and he was in the tummy, I would try to have sex with him. And I would try to have sex with his mom, and he would be like crazy kicking or whatever, right? So then when he come out, right, the only way that he would go to bed was if the bed was rocking. Right, like we didn't have to be having sex or nothing, but it was easier to be having sex. And I'm talking about how he was little, like up to like, I'm gonna say 2 years old, maybe. Yeah, I'm gonna say like 2 years old. 2 years old. I think like that's like 3-4. You doing too much. Like you getting a little. Or like, what about women that breastfeed? And the baby be like walking and shit. Like that shit be irritating me.
At 2 and 3, kids pick up a lot nowadays.
Yeah, they do.
They pick. I mean, when I say they pick up, I mean they can see something on YouTube and just, you know, like I told you, my grandkids, they think 4 and 2, and they were talking about the adult game.
The adult game.
The
what
adult
those,
game, where literally it's like you having sex. They called it the adult.
Wait, hold on. At what age was this?
This is like, she's 2, he's 4.
Well, they're just mimicking what their parents.
That's what
do.
I'm saying. So, yeah. A lot of kids pick up stuff nowadays.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Like, they can operate a phone. Like,
oh, yeah.
Tristan
knows how to use the phone at like 2 and 3.
At the age of 1, they
see me do it.
Like,
so they
but
want
even
to do
if
it.
They should, you know, I mean, she can figure out how to unlock the phone and don't know the number. She just like, well, I know that's the one they push, and this is the one they push.
Yeah.
So, kids nowadays pick up shit real. So, I wouldn't be surprised if a 6-month-old is standing looking at you like,
Yeah.
I see you.
I know a 6-month-old. You
yeah. Because, like I said, you got 1-year-old.
So, do you
who
think,
can do stuff now? All
right.
So, if you think about it, 6-month-old is only 6 months younger than a 1-year-old.
Yeah, so do you think that they'll remember that when they get older?
No, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, technically, one of my daughters remembers shit from when she was a baby, like 9 months old, 10 months old.
She remembers stuff.
She remembers stuff, and I'd be like, wait a second. She, you know, and I'm like, you know, we lived here. You were like 8-9 months old.
Right.
Depending on certain situations, yeah. So, you know, when they say a child absorbs shit, it's true. You can expose a child to another language early on and don't understand
and they'll
it.
And remember it, yeah.
So
it's easier to teach children a new language.
It's easy to teach children language, period, because their mind is going, it's a blank slate.
Yeah, they
it's a blank slate, yeah. So, you can have parents, it's not mine, because mine's cut and stuck to 40.
Anyway.
Shut
the fuck up. Anyhow.
They pick up a lot of stuff real easy, real quick nowadays, so I mean, and then you got the stuff that you see on TV and videos and stuff you don't see that sexual. You don't think it's sexual, but it is to a certain extent. And nowadays, you got kids who are like, oh, and even kissing something before it used to be. Oh, they kissing. Now it's, oh, he touched her. It's like, wait, you told her you don't know
something. How do you know what that is? Right.
I don't remember what I was watching, but I know it wasn't anything explicit. And my grandson was like, oh, man, he touched her. Like, it wasn't like he grabbed, like Donald Trump grabbed my pussy. It wasn't that, but it was just like, it's like.
Like touch.
Yeah,
like he knew
like,
what it was.
Yeah, it was like.
That's because he watched his mom and
his
dad.
Like, I think they had something just to say for the back, you know, the, like,
your kids are real smart.
And I'm just looking at him like, what the? Like, please don't turn around and say, they want to do it. Just please don't turn around and say that.
Right.
Because then I have to go
smack
your mama.
All right. The lines, man. We get some people on the lines today. I think I know who this is. But, yeah, let's just see who this is. Area code 914-6432. This be where you calling from.
Yo, what's happening, man?
Hey, Dirty!
What up?
Hey, Dirty.
Yeah, I got tagged in some shit on Instagram, but I didn't even know y'all still did the damn show, man. I ain't even know until I got the tag on the thing. I was like, shit.
Oh, well, we had to take a hiatus for a couple.
For a
little bit. There was a couple things going on.
Okay, shit. Life happens, man.
Right. So what you think about the topic, Jay Dirty? You ever mess with a chick that, like, had their kid in the room while you was trying to get it on, and you was like, either you was cool with it or you was like, yo, like,
can
you
put your kid in the room?
Like, yeah, bitch, your baby in the bed.
Oh, no, I don't fuck around with that shit, bro. That shit too awkward for me, man. Some damn times it get a little rough, you know what I'm saying? And you don't want to scare the shit. I can't do that with kids in the room, bro. That shit crazy. I can't have nothing. I don't know. I'm weird about that stuff. I don't like being naked in front of kids. I don't like looking at kids naked. I ain't into none of that. I can't do it, bro. Me personally, I can't rock like that.
I
don't like messing with kids too much anyway. No.
I never, ever. My kids are fine walking around naked in front of their kids. I never did it. My mom never did it. I never did it. But my kids is just like, hey.
My mom did it. Mm-hmm. Well, she never, like, walked around butt-ass naked, but she had, like, a little, like, what you got on right now, like a little.
Yeah, a robe. Yeah,
yeah,
I did
robe
that,
or whatever. But I used to be like, I remember as a kid going to go get my mom girdle. Like,
no,
it stuff was, like that as a kid.
I never dressed
you never get my girdle downstairs.
Like, I mean, when they were babies, yeah. But once they got to the picture, they're like, ooh, mommy, what's that? Ooh, it was like, yo, okay, I dressed you. I did your hair. Go in your grandmother's room.
Right.
It's time for me to get dressed. I know you can go, what's that for? How you dress? Why don't mine look like that? It's time for you to go in there. Why you got hair down there? No, you got to go in the other room.
Right.
You asking way too many motherfucking questions.
Right. See you on that. You know, every parent is different. I feel like, a lot of people just grew up different. Some people grew up sexually open.
Okay,
like
but that's what I'm saying. My mom didn't. I didn't. But my kids are like,
well, this, we might even
touch. My kids are like, in front of me.
Like,
and I'm like, can you put the gloves on?
I remember, this is a little off of the subject. I remember taking this girl, and she, like, really, like, was not scared of her brother, but like really didn't fuck with her. Like, she didn't like her brother because she said that her brother had raped her or something like that.
Okay.
I feel like that has a lot to do with like what we talking about now, because parents are like, it's some weird motherfuckers out there.
Okay, but sometimes you just weird just because it's fucking weird.
Weirdos.
That's
it's
like,
some
that's,
weirdos out there.
That's like saying everybody gets raped or molested, turns and does it too. That's not true.
Well, no, not saying that.
I'm just saying, you know,
right.
Sometimes you just got a sick mind because you got a sick mind.
Right. Yeah.
You know, nothing has to happen to you to have a sick mind. You were just born that way.
And just to get off a little bit more. Have y'all really been paying attention to the pedophiles that's been, like, been getting locked up for messing with these kids? Yo, did y'all see, I posted something on Instagram. It was a guy that was on the internet, and he found this website, and the website had things for sale way overly priced, like a fucking pillow
it was
for like $10,000.
Wayfair.
Yeah, Wayfair, that's what it was, Wayfair. And the fucking whatever that was for sale, like
it was
a pillow.
It was
the pillow would be named after
a child
or a girl or someone that was missing, and it was for sale for like really, really high. Have y'all seen that? Like, that's a part of the pedophile ring that's going on right now that a lot of people have been talking about. Have you heard about that, Jay Dirty?
Hell no, that's disgusting as fuck. God damn. I knew it was probably happening up amongst all them rich folk, but God damn, they doing it like that. Shit.
Yeah. They just got it out there where, you know, they not really hiding anymore.
No, it's not that they're not hiding it. It's that you got people who are so, somebody can go on your Facebook page and steal your shit. It's how people get information now. So you can easily acquire all types of information via your phone or your computer. And if they stumble along upon something, tracking down somebody's credit card and saying, like, well, what the hell is this? And they're like, oh, you know, this nigga over here doing this shit like this. And, oh, and they pop up onto the line and be like, oh, yo, this is a pedophile. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they weren't looking enough. They probably stumbled across. Unfortunately.
That's crazy as fuck, though. That's crazy shit. God damn.
But, Dagger, if you ever have a kid, would you shower with them?
No, I mean, when they babies, I mean, I'll bathe them. But I ain't never getting in the damn tub or the shower with them. Because after a year, bro, or 2 years, you know, they already looking at shit a little different, bro. I'm awkward about being naked around small children, bro. I'm awkward about that shit. I don't like it. I don't like kids seeing grown ups naked. I'm just weird about that shit, dog. I don't like doing that. It makes me feel weird. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? That shit. Yeah, I'm weird about that stuff.
You showered and bathed with your son before?
Yeah, till he was what, like 5 or 4, to make sure that he was getting his body clean. But then, as you seen, I had stopped taking shower. I told him it's the last shower that I'm taking with you. I'll stand here and watch you clean your body, but you need to learn how to do this, you know, because he wasn't, and still to this day, he's not around me a lot, but the time that I do get with him, I try to teach him things that his mother can't teach him, certain things, and that's what I try to tell his mom, and I try to tell women all the time, and women don't really understand that a father being in his son's, well, his daughter's life is important too, but being in his son's life, it's very important because it teaches them a lot of things, like men going to the bathroom, pulling their pants down when they have to start to take a piss. You just don't do that. I've seen grown men do shit like that.
Right
here. Yeah, I remember one time I was downtown and seen a grown ass man piss like that. All right, what the fuck?
What, pull his pants all the way down?
Put his pants all the way down. I was like, yo. I guess something's wrong with him. And you know downtown, they were like heroes down
there. He liked
it. Nah, he was like that when I walked in the bathroom. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit.
Came out the bathroom like, yo, security guard, this a dude in here with his pants pulled down. That's a lot of weirdos downtown.
You went and told the security guard?
I showed up.
That motherfucker said, hell no.
Yo, look. He's a weirdo, yo. What would you do, Jay Dirty? You walk in the bathroom with you, she gonna punch that motherfucker, huh?
I ain't gonna do that. I'd probably be like you. I'd probably tell him, man, what the fuck going on here? Security, hey. Something strange going on here. This motherfucker got his pants on his ankle.
I'd probably do security too.
Shit, that's weird, man. I don't know about that. Grown ass man with his pants around his ankles, cut? Nah.
Right.
That's weird.
Weird shit going on in the bathroom. Can y'all go check it out, man? It's some weird. It's some, Yo, I've walked in the bathroom downtown and seen two men come out the fucking stall with two men. They've
well,
been fucking in the bathroom.
Bathroom.
Oh, no. No.
There was a ring.
A ring?
Yeah, there was a prostitute ring, a male prostitute ring.
Uh-huh.
And they would meet men in the bathroom and down in the men's bathrooms in John Wanamaker's.
And John, you talking about the
John Wanamaker's at the time. And they used to meet men, and they had a thing, and they caught quite a few. It was on a particular floor in a particular men's bathroom, and they caught quite a few men, like, you know, male prostitutes and their johns.
That's some weird ass shit, yo. Like, it's a
that's
lot
a
of
that's a little
men.
Homosexual, though.
That's a little.
Nah, I ain't doing that with no men. I ain't. Nobody.
Man,
that.
Get
I like to piss
you.
By myself.
Man,
yeah,
and then I posted yesterday. I posted. This is what your boyfriend doing when he not answering our.
Oh, you mean the one with the show? Oh, my God.
And
Kurt told me something,
and it was
two men in it.
There was more than two men. It was like four men in that fucking shower.
I seen two.
It was four.
What?
Oh,
shit.
They were in the shower, and they were trying to hide. Somebody walked aboard and got a video, and they were trying to duck and hide.
But they were in the
shower together.
No, I don't like that homosexual shit. I know everybody get mad when you say that these days. I don't give a fuck. I hate that homosexual shit. Oh, I ain't with none of that. That shit's crazy. I don't like it,
but here's the thing.
Mm.
Y'all can do you. Just
yeah.
Don't do you in front of me.
Right.
I
don't have a damn problem with it, but when they put it on TV and shit is when they put it out in kids' faces is when I got a problem with it.
Don't do that in front of me. My brother is very flamboyant. I'm a tomboy, and he even got the feminine gene for real.
It was very small.
And he got the shirt tied up with the belly ring and everything.
We got another caller.
Oh, no, nah, man.
That's why my dad disowned him.
We got another caller on. I think I know who this is, but I'm going to let him introduce himself and let everybody know where he calling for, where he calling from. This 816 last four digits 3569. Introduce yourself, let everybody know where you calling from.
Man, what's good, y'all? It's Chubby Idris Elba calling from DC. I don't know what part of the conversation I came in on, but it sounded like some gay shit. What is y'all talking about?
I'm gonna get back to the actual topic. All right, let's go. How many people have you been with and had sex with their baby in the bed? I'm gonna say probably about three or four.
I remember when I lived in KC,
with this chick, and then one of my ex and my son's mother. Yeah,
and
about
you,
three or four.
But you tried that shit with me with your son, and I was like, and this is after I saw the video of Plies. And he was like, bitch, your baby in the bed. I looked at you and said, bitch, no, your baby in the bed.
What, I'm gonna be honest with you, that made me respect you even more though when you did that. So
I'm like, I wouldn't want to go to my house.
Probably if you would have, we probably wouldn't still be together.
I wouldn't want it done to mine, even though it probably was, because the father ratchet and horrible. So I wouldn't do it to somebody else.
Right.
I don't care how hoish they may be. I still wouldn't do it.
So Brian, how many females have you messed with that had their kids in the bed?
I'm not going to give a number, but yes, I think that that has happened to me before.
And was you cool with or like, fuck it?
Honestly, it depends on how old the baby is, right? So if I know that this baby does not have a level of consciousness to understand what is going on around him, nor biologically, if their eyesight goes beyond inches, I'm good. That baby ain't going to remember nothing. He can't see nothing. Stop playing with me.
Right.
But on a moral level, an ethical level, I understand where we're coming from and how this is a conundrifying debate.
Right.
So yeah, I understand how it could be dilemmatic ethically, but pragmatically, realistically, that baby ain't going to remember none. That baby is not a part of it. It is not a threesome. If you are fantasizing it into being one, that's fine. On an intellectual level, I just don't see it.
What did you just say? Or
she said it's a fantasizing.
What do you mean by the fantasizing?
I mean that baby ain't the baby cannot participate in any kind of train being ran on its mom, whether it's incestuous or not. It's just a piece of flesh in the room. The baby can't really see what's going on. He does not have the intellectual capability to truly understand, depending on the age. Now, if your baby's 4 years old, or if your baby's talking or even writing, yes, it's a problem. I still don't think it's...
Like, you know what I'm saying? The one-year-old
yeah.
Can't write.
That's what I'm saying. I hate to say it like this because it's a child, but a schnauzer dog has more intellectual capability than a one-year-old, right? A Dalmatian has more intellectual capability than a one-year-old. So you can't really feel bad about smashing mom with the baby in the room because the baby is really a worm.
Would you have sex with an animal in the room just watching?
No, I wouldn't feel comfortable.
You got your
like,
dog.
I got dog ideas.
Sitting there and just
watching, like,
yeah, just sitting there, not
it.
Like, who's
watching? Watching, watching, what you're doing.
Just
sitting,
chilling. It's like,
I was
like, what?
Let me get a second, homie.
Oh, my God, shut up.
Yo, it's
so shut up. I know. Yeah. I remember the video I told you about with the horse. And the girl got stuck upside down.
Oh, Lord.
I don't remember she died, but I remember she got stuck.
What the fuck?
Yeah, fuck one.
Furbies or something when they have sex, they're dressed as animals and they have sex with each other?
Yeah.
What?
Wait a minute. What?
Wait, you never heard of them? I think they're called Furbies or something.
Yeah, Furbies.
Where they actually, they dress like animals, like a raccoon, like full-blown costumes. Raccoons or monkeys or dolls. And they're in animal costumes, you know, like a, and they have sex with each other.
That's all white people. Gotta be. That's all white. That's gotta be. There ain't no fucking way.
I guarantee you, it's probably a token in there somewhere.
Yeah, it'll cup of my ass, the whole shit. There ain't no way. That's weird, man.
You know, I got to take a music break for a second because what you did, listen, we got to take a music break because I got to be able to wrap my brain around this real quick, what she just said. We going to take a quick one song music break. We're going to come right back.
I hear about this. Y'all going to be freakier, more freaky than females.
What? Females is the worst.
This is always in your mind.
Oh, my God.
Y'all all be up on that porn shit. So
women is worse. You know what? We're going to come back and talk about this. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about this. Yeah. This your boy Curdy NT behind the scenes radio. The number is 516-595-8305. Next track that we're gonna play is Wynne, WYNNE. I don't even know how to say the name of the song. I don't even know how to say it. I know she hot though, I know that. Check this, this little chick right here, she one of the hottest rappers right now. Ain't nobody even heard of her for real. Check it out on Behind the Scenes Radio. You heard it first. Let's go.
Did. Only made a few errors, went off of the grid, went off at the pinnacle, fiddling with the art. Just kidding, I'm at the pinnacle, where am I gonna start, huh? I'm not the new kid, I'm a nuisance, the fruit is accumulated as a labor. I take a taser to electrocute the music, cause the shock can't call in a detonator. Ruthless, not easy, ruthless, no ceilings, hubris, praise easy, cuteness, I'm cheesing, students, I'm teaching, abusive like breezy, the past, and I forgot it, you've been hit with the Rafiki, I'm Nally in the city, you nodded, it's a pity, got a lot of enemies, been trying to befriend me, I'm not here for it, but I got a cheer for it, raise a glass to the past, search up for forgiveness, need a warrant, I am best in Olivia, tension is building up, feeling like I'm gonna pop a Coca-Cola. With a mental, got a memento. 2017 is looking like a crescendo. This is not a party song, this is not a sorry song. This is not an I win and you lose, call your mommy song. This is yup, I did me and I'm doing it. Saw the path less traveled and I'm still choosing it. This is for you, scream the lyrics in your car. This is celebration, god dang. Look, you came far from the beginning. Kidding, I'm splitting, I'm spitting it raw. Giving it back, I still rap back to bougie in the mall. Living and picking it up, give me a bit of a minute. I'm sick of this stuff, y'all are better than this. They don't wanna play, said they're killing the stuff in a bad way. They acting a fraction, a platinum artist that started it. But I'm not backing up, still I've had enough, I'm done with it. Running with the same people I started with, fun with it. Still I've been standing here with my heart in it. Pardon the bars, brother, can I write? Dark and venom, black, I'ma be here forever. Like I'm Vanna White. Ooh, I'm never going back, never, never. Never, never going back, never. I like hanging in the gray zone. Calling me wifey, you better buy a ring like a payphone. That's Maroon 5 or Maroon 4. Cause the bar's so nuts, you lose your atom. I got bars and you wish you could have them, but you're fake like a wax museum. I call you madam. Two souls, you must have two souls. Cause everything is out of reach. T-Rex, whoa, dream big like sumo. I'm a after duo. Me and rap on the mic, make a dangerous duo, whoa. That's my hype, man. Bars up and light, man. Just for you to boogie to, I swear I got a bite, man. Been since August since I really dropped the track. No touchdowns, I'm just trying to be the quarterback, yeah. Mariota, humble brag for my school, though. I can't rap, I hate following rules, though. Give me a dang minute, about to switch it up, ayy. And when you get to this part, just turn it up. I'm a body, the cardiologist starting. I'm tethered knowledge from heart of a champion. Not a gonna be jogging, no one. I got in the pockets like Wallace, floating around comets and rockets, watching Wallace and Gromit. Y'all are cheese, to be honest. Your vision for compliments, you belong in Davy Jones Lager while wearing the coonskin cap. And then they be cracking just a bunch of lyrics that you going into the crack pot. Don't mean Jack Studio smelling like a hot box. Spit too sour like a mouth full of pop rocks. Gift too power like a house song. Got watch rap so long that now I got Jalock. I'm just trying to do justice for Shot Rock. Lauren Queen Love, Missy Nikki Light, Rhapsody, Remy Ma, Bahamadia. I'ma get it right. Success doesn't happen overnight. No matter what. what you hear in 10 years. I've given this my life, as every artist do. That's the truth of the matter. Silver platter, but silver plaque. The platinum on my shatter. Roof stop to swing and make a couple of hits. Batter, batter, run around the diamond till I bring it home. Mad, I had it cause I'm teed up. Everywhere you hear came from my dome. Ghost riders don't have my number in their phone. Homegrown in Portland. I'll give an organ before I stop writing raps. But stop being important. Speaking of that. 2016, you pissed me off. Why you stop talking about Trump like his win is written off? You want me to stop grouping these orange supporters together? Does that make you less uncomfortable? Is that better? They aren't all racist and sexist, that's fair. But at the very least, they decided they didn't care. So they voted for Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. I would rather cast my ballot for Donald Duck. Sorry, I had to do it. Go ahead, get in the comments. You type behind a screen, at least I'm publicly honest. I'm sick of rapping, my voice is cracking, I'm running back. Switching between rap and trap, cause that's where I'm at, yeah. I gotta breathe, let me breathe. Oh, be too cold, gotta grab me a fleece. The beat too cold, homie, now I gotta sneeze. Quick shout out to all the real MCs. I'm back in effect, in attack, in direct. You a nap, they all slept you to death. Then I left to the top of the competition, cause I've been the definition of dark horses. I wrote around the partition. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. No, they already coming up to the Lord. Cause this sick like Scott or Michael. No 9 to 5, reach like Jordan. No bull, I'm a cat with 9 lives. Still I got a straight head, I could write lines. Stop fighting dog, cause I swear it's not polite. Fox in the hell, cause I'm quite unlike. Or they raving when I rock Mike Knight. Frightening when I'm in his zone. Lightning with my super suit, Frozone. Roger, go home, no, don't do it, dude. Sisters, we don't have time for dudes. They're nuisance too, send news. You gotta twist it like a Rubik's Cube, by the way. I hope this whole beat twice. Was half as long until I got it and started a raid. Just to let you know that everything I do it big. I could rock on Pete Rock to Metro Boomin. Looping kid, I'm a prize. You don't want a prize. Take a chance on me, really, I'm just being honest. Give me a call and I walk up to the office. You're telling me sex step, but homie, just stop it. I got it, I'm already a hot topic. I'm thicker than the oatmeal for your non-profit. If I want to strip down, that's my decision. 2017, women doing more than flirting in the kitchen. This is Logic and Cinderella. They made a love child raised by Kendrick and Bellion. Now I run wild, baby, sat by Nas. Nanny by Eminem. Went to school with the freshman class in 2010. Taught in school by Lupe. Chance to substitute. Principal Pac, vice by Julie Andrews. Black Dot College, so I learned from the roots. Woo, Black Star mixed with Drake before views. Just a sister, miss that went down. Rhapsody said you must forgot your crown. In your room, pick it up and put it upon your head. Don't mess up your hair, you a god, I bet. I don't underestimate that you flow, oh yeah. Grass is always greener in another's yard, yeah. You will walk down the road, you ain't even know. You'll be great one day, you ain't even know. Shout to JJ and my brother Smite. Rap time Mike from 97 and Cypher. Y'all hold it down with the people that listen. The track isn't for me, it's for you getting the vision. Haven't even reached day one, I'm already fired up. Hit you New Year's Day, so you know I'ma light it up. Give me some time, but I'm not gonna stop. One love, I'll see you in a while. Queen Honey Pie.
Oh,
Radio, and if you want your music played on the hottest internet radio station in the universe, send your music to Behind the Scene Radio. We'll play your music for free. As a matter of fact, send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY, that's Behind the Scene Airplay, at gmail.com, and we will play your music. Also, make sure that you send all your social media information and a small bio. We're going to check you out, check up all your information, man, see what's really popping with you. Maybe even post one of your videos on Instagram. Holla at your boy. We out.
Behind the Scenes Radio, the number's 516-595-8305.
That's now.
gonna leave me the fuck alone.
My ankle hurts.
Yo, listen, that was me. That was in my actor mode. Okay. You gonna stop laughing at me?
Okay.
See.
Oh, my ankle really hurts. Oh.
All right, so we was talking about what was we talking about? All the chicks that be having sex with the animals and shit.
Okay, wait a second. You gotta stop saying chicks because guys be doing it too. The girls, they have sex with themselves just as animals.
Oh. So explain what that is. You, Jay Dirty, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, they actually have costumes. Like, if you were to go to, like, Disney World or Disney place, whatever, and you see Pluto and you see him dressed like the dog, it has actual dog costumes where you look like a rottweiler or a squirrel costume and you look like a full-grown ass motherfucking squirrel.
Or a cat or something.
But yeah, and they have kind of a hole in the foot where you have the costume or I think you're naked in the costume or something, and you go and have sex with somebody else. And so you'll see a monkey having sex with you or... Or a gorilla having sex with a dog, or a dog having sex with a cat having sex with a rhino.
Oh,
he's cracking the fuck up.
Oh, that's some real weird shit.
What the fuck is that?
Weirdo shit. You know what? I was probably
trying
to
make it
like that.
Dirty, you said it was weird as shit. I told you. I told y'all. Kurt wasn't all there.
just to do something different?
No.
Why not?
Make it $100,000 and dress up in a hot ass costume.
I dress as a fucking rooster.
You get hot.
I dress as a rooster. Be like, how you gotta do this?
Hell no. Hell no.
I would do it just to spice it up.
That's not spicing up. That's called dying.
Or what about the dominatrix shit? Like, I watch.
Okay,
like,
well, okay. Well, like, can I handcuff you over with you?
Fuck no,
well,
you
don't.
Yeah.
Yo, I know everybody that went on some type of porn site where it's the dominatrix shit, they be doing some. Yo, you ever bust a nut watching some shit like that, and then when you get done, you be like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Yo, like, yo, you getting fucking ass by like five motherfuckers in a. Yo, that shit be crazy.
Right.
Yo, listen, I've tried some crazy shit in my lifetime.
But you didn't know you were that freaky until you watched that shit, huh?
No, I know I had it in me.
I
we all.
No, I
mean,
said you didn't know you
were
that
it.
Freaky.
I told you I did. Listen, I did some crazy shit in my life.
I'm pretty sure you had.
I have explored my sexual.
Jay Nerdy put people in wheelchairs. I put people in cots and hang them upside down and drain their blood and. You
just a freak yet. No, I'd be lying though. You can't believe me. I'd be lying for real. I'd be trying.
Too late. That was a real big long hesitation on your part, though.
What did
you
say?
He'd
be having bitches and 21 pumps.
Nah, that's true, though. Nah, that part's true. I can go quick. Nah, that part's true.
No, he said 10 pumps. But no,
he didn't say a wheelchair, but 21 pumps.
Yeah, it depends. Well, I'm sober these days, so it's probably not as bad. But
no,
they're just
throwing people.
Is that what?
Yeah,
where I had the mannequin with the gauze around her head, she was hanging out the wheelchair.
Uh huh.
No, man, I'm sober these days, cuz we don't do that no more, bro. That shit crazy. We did, bro.
Yo,
bro, I'm sober now. We not doing that.
Sleep on this, yo. Snoring.
Man, I'm glad I've been sober. I quit all that shit. Oh, good.
What does that mean? You sober.
So no more drinking?
Well, I quit all. No, it wasn't just drinking, brother. I was on, man, look. I was goddamn drinking, popping pills at the same damn time. So drinking NyQuil, bro. I wasn't sober most of the damn thing, bro, for years. About six damn. I had a 6-year run on that shit. That was 6 years.
He was on that lean.
Nah.
It wasn't lean, bro. It was just I couldn't get to sleep and shit. And I had I was dealing with anger problems. I had a lot of anxiety and stuff and depression, and I was just in a bad, just taking all the shit I could to not fucking be awake, you know what I'm saying, or alert and shit like that. And it just got out of control for 6 years. So any goddamn body that there'd be motherfuckers that talking about, yeah, they'll hit me up and shit, like they got problems, and I'm like, man, what the fuck? I don't even know you. They be like, nah, you remember such? I'm like, no. Not really, dog, but God bless you, though, because I don't remember none of this, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've been good, dog. I'm gravy now. I'm straight. Got my mind right.
So how you been dealing with the COVID-19 situation since we ain't spoke to you in a while, since it's been going on?
Well, shit, I've been, I'm an essential employee, dog, so I've been, my everyday life been going on, so shit, I still got to take my ass to work all the goddamn time and shit. I work at an animal hospital, so they still be wanting me there to deal with emergencies and shit like that. So, still got to go.
How do you feel about wearing a mask?
I'm in a small town, though.
You work at an animal hospital.
How do you feel about wearing masks?
I mean, I haven't personally, like, there's some damn places where if I got to go into them to get something I really need, they make me put one on, bro. But other than that, though, I don't wear it to places that don't require me to wear one. I'm not into that because I don't think it's as serious as what they're telling us. But I mean, I know there's cases. It's just too damn political for me to believe any of it. I'm just living, bro. I go to damn work. I pay my goddamn bills. I go to the store when I need some shit, dog. If I get it, I mean, it's whatever. But I'm not about to freak the fuck out and just, you know, I be careful though. I don't go out if I'm coughing and sneezing and shit. I don't go out in public, you know, around people sneezing and coughing and shit. They just out of respect, you know what I'm saying? I don't be all up in people's faces and grabbing on them and shit, dog. But I don't be out there wearing masks and hazmat suits and shit and freaking out, making end of the world signs and shit going nuts. I ain't doing all that shit, bro. I'm cool.
So you don't feel like it is what it is, what they're saying it is either?
No, they're still down. When it started becoming a political thing, bro, I was like, oh, that shit's out the window now, bro. Now they're going to start lying and shit. Once it became politics, I was like, nah, they about to get lying now. I said, nah, I'm good on believing that.
You could tell it's something. You could tell like it's something up with it. It's
but I mean, the disease COVID itself is highly serious.
Right. I mean, because Niecy did have it. She actually had it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I was sick for a whole month. Luckily, it was just a month. You got people who are in hospital for like 3, 4, 5 months who are on ventilators. I visited the ER twice during my sickness. Once was for my heart, and another time was because I really couldn't breathe, and I was ready to pass out. So
I'm glad you made it through that.
It is highly, when you get it, you don't know if you're going to survive, if it's going to get worse. Basically, you on a border, you on a fence. You could go either way. That's how
I look at it like the flu, though.
I had a headache for like 2.5 weeks straight. No matter what I took, the headache was it. I had a fever for like about two, 3 weeks. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. And I literally had to force myself to do all that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I look at it like a bad case of the flu. It would sound like.
I couldn't eat nothing. And even sipping water made my stomach hurt. Drinking like orange juice made my stomach hurt. Drinking Gatorade for the electrolytes made my any little thing that went in my stomach hurt. Sitting up I felt like I was drunk. I was dizzy. I couldn't get my balance. It was like hurry and get over this or just let me die right now. You can't breathe. It hurts. It's hard to breathe. When you're laying down, it's a little bit better. But if you're laying down, you're more likely for your lungs to stop working. So I had to force myself to sit up maybe 5 times a day in like increments of like 2 to 3 minutes, and then I lay right back down. and Kurt heard me on the phone, and I sounded like I was dying, because I felt like I was dying.
Yeah. I mean, it's a virus. You dig? So, I mean, the shit has effects on the body, but, I mean, it's really just like a bad case of flu, in my opinion.
No,
I'm not no damn health expert, but in my opinion, that's what it sounds like.
It's really worse than the flu. I'd rather
have
the stomach
a bad case of the flu.
Or the flu. I'd rather have the stomach flu or the flu. It's much, much
well, no,
much
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like a bad case of the flu, not just a regular case, like
a bad severe case.
Like, you know, they had severe cases of the flu and they had mild cases. It's like a bad severe case of the flu, in my opinion. Like, I don't see, I mean, they always showing shit about people with goddamn ventilators on in the hospital, and they post 2 weeks later somebody motherfucker done died and shit. That's all I've been seeing. I'm like, man, relax.
No, it can't get that bad. You can barely breathe. It's hard.
Yeah, but it always be like old fat people and shit though. It always be like fat people. And
I'm not old and I'm not fat. It hurts. Your chest feels like it's tightening up. Every little breath you take, it's like
So would you say it's like having pneumonia?
I'm trying to bring more oxygen.
Would you say it's like having a bad case of pneumonia?
It's worse than that. It literally is worse than that. It's imagine trying to breathe and somebody trying to pinch your nose shut and you just trying to breathe and you only get a little bit of air and it hurts.
Well, I smoke cigarettes,
like,
so I'll be dead.
Closing your nose, not drastically, but they're closing your nose enough where you only get a little bit of air.
Well, fuck that.
And not on top of that, you're coughing. When you're coughing, it hurts even more. And then I had a headache for 2.5 weeks.
Well, I'll just be damn sedated if I ever get it. Then, like, bitch, dope me up on morphine because let me ride it out there because I can't be awake for that.
The only way to sedate you is if you're on a ventilator.
No, I just need morphine. I don't want to be aware of me going through it. Just like,
nope. If morphine wasn't gonna work for me, even if I wanted morphine, it still wouldn't have worked for me.
Yeah, you got vampire blood.
I probably would have woke up and started moving around and fucking.
Well, I'm glad you made it through that, dog. Like, that shit been crazy. Like I said, I ain't no damn health expert and shit, though, so I can't intelligently speak on the matter. I don't know anybody personally that's had the shit. I've never actually seen it in real life in my experience yet, so I can't intelligently speak on it, though, because I haven't actually experienced it yet or seen it in real time, but... You know, I don't take it as a damn joke and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is a damn virus out here. Just like any other virus, it's a virus that you can get it. You know what I'm saying? So I just take precautions, you know. I wash my hands and shit.
The funny part is, I'm an essential worker. I work in a supermarket. I was wearing my mask every day to and from work at work. I still got sick. Now that I got over it and I went back to work, I don't wear no mask no more. I'm like, bitch, I got sick with a mask. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think about this, though. All right. Yeah, think about this, Nisha. If a fart can make it through your drawers and your jeans out into the air and you breathe it in, what you think a mask going to do for some shit to get in there? Like,
that's what I'm like.
And we, you know.
But once I got sick and my employer saw that I got sick and I was wearing my mask, they stopped wearing a mask.
It's really just about not sneezing and coughing and shit.
You work there to put the mask on. I walk around all day long without a mask. And wait for customers to say shit and look at them like, bitch, I will beat your ass. Shut the fuck up. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I mean, how do you deal with any other virus, though? You dig? Like, you keep your goddamn hands clean. Not with hand sanitizer, bro. You just always wash your hands. You stay the fuck away from people that's coughing and sneezing.
You can get a cold. I don't understand. Like, people were getting sick, the little kids were picking their nose and putting boogies, and grown people putting boogies on, touching stuff. Nobody was saying, oh my God, we have to sanitize everything. Everything is dirty to begin with. Germs spit everything else. So all of a sudden, people die from the flu, people die from pneumonia, people die from colds. And if you have health issues, you're going to get extra stuff wrong with you. So I don't understand this bullshit with, oh my God, I understand COVID is really serious. I get it. I really do. But at the same token, you're walking around.
Yeah, they act like it's the fucking apocalypse or something.
Yeah, you're walking around trying to scare everybody. The same thing happened when You can't go visit anybody in the hospital if you're sick and coughing or sneezing. The same should be true with the COVID. It's the same thing. So I don't even, it's not like anybody can get sick from a, you get a simple germ from a cold. So I don't understand. You want to sit in and wear a mask, and everybody, you have to get your temperature checked if you go in certain places. I didn't get my temperature checked yesterday when I was in Hanselon.
You had to get a temperature.
Fuck that. You ain't checking my goddamn temp. Fuck that.
Oh, they did. They had the thing.
Oh, they did when I went inside the doctor's office.
They went like this.
Yeah, in the doctor's office.
Oh, the doctor's office is dead, but.
Yeah, the doctor's office, if you're sneezing and coughing or something, you know, especially during flu time, they tell you to wear a mask. You know, they'll give you a mask to wear in a doctor's office or whatever. That's understandable. But to be walking around on public transportation, going in the store, I left out of the store today and said I will never shop at that store again, all because they said, oh, you have to wear a mask. I'm like, bitch, I've been here a couple times without a fucking mask on. Oh, we got fined. Bitch, it is not a law. Why the fuck are you fining people? We got fined for not letting people, for letting people in the store without a mask. I'm like, you know what, fuck this shit. Let me put all this shit, let me put this shit back. I left out the store.
That's because they want to go along with what everybody else is doing.
I'm like, we got fined.
It's torture.
I'm like, I'm not about to be putting a mask on. I come here several times without one. Get out my face.
I mean, it's like the show that we did last week. It's torture. That's what it really
like,
is.
I can't deal with y'all shit.
And the government is torturing the people to that. So that we'll have to take the vaccine.
I'm not taking the vaccine. I got antibodies.
But they still making everybody take it.
I got antibodies. Fuck it. They probably
gonna take the vaccine?
No. No, my boss man and all them talk, because my boss man's nephew is actually the human doctor in our town down here, whatever, and he's been talking to us about it. And it's not no damn thing where they're going to, like, make it mandatory right at this point anyway. But, I mean, if they do, dog, I mean, you just fine me or take me to jail, whatever. But, bro, I told my boss, I said, no, I'll get the damn vaccine, dog, but I'm gonna let a few thousand people get it first. And then if they don't die after a while, I'll be like, all right, well, cool, I'll go ahead and get it, whatever. But I'm going to let them be the test subjects first.
Well, you know, they have 1,000 people right now who they actually gave it to. And out of those 1,000 people, 80% of them people have side effects.
They had what?
They gave it to 1,000 people
in
right
Africa.
Now. And out of the 1,000 people, 80% of the people had side effects.
Why the fuck are they goddamn testing it in Africa for? What the fuck are they doing over there? What the fuck is that?
They like to test shit on black people. You heard about the Tuskegee stuff and the syphilis. They like to test shit on black people first.
Hold on. They really giving that shit to people over there, man? Oh, man.
For the gynecologists and all that stuff, they tested this shit on black people first.
Oh, yeah. You didn't know about the history of hospitals and how hospitals got started?
I've been seeing over the years how they always go over there on trips and shit and be vaccinating, but I didn't know that they was over there testing coronavirus, new vaccines on the motherfuckers without even testing it on us. I didn't know they was doing that.
Oh, yeah, they already got the vaccine out. I mean, coronavirus.
They just said it's they're waiting to distribute it worldwide hopefully by the end of this year or beginning of next. But they're already testing it.
Not for me.
They're testing.
They probably
use some of my blood to make some of that shit.
And you know, coronavirus has a patent, which means that someone created it.
Yeah, I mean, it came from damn China, dog. You know, I know you guys heard of like chemical weapons, chemical warfare and shit. You know, virus warfare. Like, you did like, you know, in China, we've been in a lot of damn debt to China. We've been in debt to China for a long damn time and shit. And I think they shut that off. Like, you know,
the people who created the coronavirus are from the United States and China, but it didn't come from China.
Yeah, they created it here.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, because
if you
well, Ernie, remember Ernie?
If you Google coronavirus patent, there's a list of everybody's name who helped develop the coronavirus, and it tells you what country they're from.
Yeah. And most of them was from the United States.
Yeah, they had a lot of U.S.
No, I'm not saying doctors over here didn't help create it. I'm just saying it spread from China. I don't know if they did it on purpose or if it was an accident, but I know it spread from there.
I don't don't think the Chinese knew. I don't think the Chinese did it on purpose. I think it got
well,
from China.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because they don't really like us. It's hard to say, man.
Because China started sending shit over here to try to help people. And people were like, oh, my God,
but the news,
I got from China.
Yeah, and the news is saying, like, all day.
Don't open it. You don't know what it is. It came from China. And lo and behold, they're regular fruit seeds.
Fruit and vegetable seeds.
How you not look at a seed and not know what? Oh, you can take a picture of it and Google and see what the fuck it is. It's literally they're fruit and vegetable seeds. Normal fruit and vegetable seeds.
And why are people from China sending people in America seeds?
Right, you know, we've had problems with them for a while. You know, we're in trillions of dollars of debt to them, and ever since the new election that happened the past 4 years, you know, they've been very upset with us because we've cut them off from a lot of things and took a lot of our businesses from over there back to over here, and they've been really pissed off at us for a while. And so I don't know if it was a strategic attack that they tried to get away with, like, oh, it just accidentally happened and it spread over here, or if it was something purposeful. Chemical warfare, I don't really know, though, but it just seemed a little strange that all that happened at this particular time and you know, too much politics.
Well, you also know that the same exact day that the first coronavirus symptoms or first coronavirus people that had it in China was the same day that they started in the same place that they started 5G.
Really?
You know that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the same day that the very first coronavirus person got it, in the same place in China, Wu-Tang, Wong-Tang, or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't even know how to say
it. What is it, Wu-Tang?
It's where the first, the very first place where coronavirus started. That same day, exact same day, 5G started in Wuhan. That's what it is, Wuhan, China. Same exact day. And then if you
So China created 5G too?
Yeah, well, yeah, they created 5G.
Well, you know, a lot of technology is over there from China and stuff.
Yeah, they created
5G. Yeah, them some foul motherfuckers, boy.
Yeah, and you know that right now in China, like, all of China's flooded, but they don't put that shit on TV. If you go on YouTube, you can see, like, they've been having a lot of bad weather in China, and that's why, like, if you go into stores right now, the shelves are not stocked because most of the stuff that we get comes from China, and all of China. All the major
that's true.
China's flooded.
That's true, though.
Not,
you know, and that's actually, they're not, bro. And a lot of people don't even understand that shit, man. Like, we get so much damn stuff from China, bro. Like, because a lot of our business entrepreneurs over here, they go over there for cheaper labor and cheaper business acquisition, and they'll start the businesses over there and use China's labor. Then they'll send products back over here, but stamp them by way of China, and then so we ended up in a lot of debt with them over the last few decades from that. And China's been having a lot of damn problems, bro. They've always had a lot of damn issues, but we've always been in debt to them, so we could never really get on their ass about a lot of stuff because no leaders of ours actually ever had the balls to do anything to them or say anything to them about raping us for so damn long and shit and pimping us out like that. And they've been foul for a long time over there, business wise, man. They've been them some sneaky motherfuckers over there, bro. I don't trust them, to be honest with you. And there's a billion or so of them motherfuckers, bro. I don't really trust them like that, dog. Them fuckers over there, man. Not the people, but the government over there and the elites in China, bro. I don't know about them. Them motherfuckers are slimy, cuz.
Well, all the elites, I don't trust none of them. None of them. I don't trust none of them. Nobody, no type of government, no presidential, nobody that works. Mm-hmm. I don't trust none of them motherfuckers. They all some pedophile. Devil worshiping motherfuckers.
Yeah, I agree. I used to believe in some here and there, but then, you know, like I said, I might believe in something this damn day, and then next week have a whole nother perception because I'm always learning as I go, though. So I might make myself look stupid for a couple weeks, but then I always got there learning shit, and you know, so So, nah, I mean, I used to have faith in some political stuff and, you know, government officials here and there, but then I'm like, nah, you know, it's always the same goddamn song and dance, man. Politics, corruption, power, greed, all the same shit wrapped in the same damn bubble, just a different face on it. And it's like, at what point am I going to be like, man?
Yeah, I be feeling the same way, yo. I mean, because I research stuff and find out new information, so I may post something and people get pissed off at me. Then a week later, I may come back and contradict myself, and they be like, what the fuck? I be like, yo,
yeah,
because I'm learning. You know, it's not that I'm trying
to... Yeah, it be like that.
I'm fucked up, it's just that I'm learning.
Yeah. Absolutely, you know, man. I've had to make myself look like an idiot a lot. But I'd be like, shit, give me time, goddammit. I don't know every fucking thing, goddammit. Give me a few days to be ignorant, goddammit. I don't know every fucking thing, you know what I'm saying? Shit, let me look stupid for a minute. Goddamn. I'm a human, motherfucker. I ain't no goddamn Google robot. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Exactly. All right, so what we do at the end of the show, man, we always give our shout out to what we're thankful for. Niecy, go ahead and start it off.
I'm thankful that my granddaughter actually talked to me finally today. After not talking to me, being angry with me, and she only two. I'm thankful for all my badass grandkids and all my heathen children. Everybody who called in, who's going to download this later. I'm thankful that I beat COVID and that I've been alive after getting dragged down the street by a car. I'm thankful for Kurt, even though he worked my motherfucking nerves. Shout out to me, myself, and I.
Okay. Jay Dirty?
Hey, man. I don't even know, bro. This goddamn... Shout out to me still being able to make some damn money and mind my fucking business and staying the fuck out the way. Shout out to that. I'm glad I can do that. And, you know, yeah.
All right. Shout out to all the music. You want your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio. Once again, send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY. That is Behind the Scene Airplay at gmail.com. Make sure you send an MP3 format. Also send all your social media information, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, YouTube, and send your music in MP3. I'm thankful for Jay Dirty for calling in. I'm thankful for Niecy supporting me. I'm thankful for all my family members. I'm thankful for anybody that's going to download this at any time or even click the link just to listen. I'm thankful for waking up this morning. And I'm thankful for that I'm going to be able to lay down tonight. I'm thankful for the food that I ate. Thankful for Blog Talk. Shout out to Blog Talk. Shout outs to Airtime Pro. Now we have a 24-hour, 365-day-of-the-year radio station. Music never stops playing. As a matter of fact, 20 minutes after I do, 20 minutes after this show is finished, it will be played on Airtime. I also post the links of it all over. So anytime you want to get your music played on there, just send it to us. We can get you on there. You want an interview, hit us up. Let's see, what else? Show on Thursday. I don't know what we're going to talk about on Thursday. We'll figure it out. We always come up with something crazy, taking topics off of the news or whatever. Y'all stay up, man. Stay out of trouble. Make sure that you do something today that will benefit your family, your kids, 500 years from now. I'm going to leave y'all with Blueface Baller, Dream Team on Behind the Scenes Radio, man. Make sure y'all tune in on Tuesday. Make sure you be tuned in. I mean, not Tuesday. I'm tripping. Not Tuesday. Thursday, my fault, I'm sorry, I need to get some sleep. Thursday, we'll be back on Thursday night, same time, same place. Blueface. Let me find Blueface. There we go. Blueface Baller. All right, this is Blueface Baller. Dream Team, we'll catch y'all Thursday. Y'all take care. Have a good night. Peace.
I got the bling bling, look at my ring ring. All of my checks bling, yeah. I'm on a dream team, yeah. Wanna like PG, diamond they beat me, yeah. Diamonds way too bright, you cannot see me, yeah. Cartier specs on these hoes like who? Rich front spit, low bitch. My niggas are slime, but they crisp. And we doing concert shit. Just drop me a dime, right the tip. These niggas is fake, they ain't legit. I run with them apes like baby shit. If they see it, they like it, they taking it. In a 488 on some racist shit. We don't stop at no light, bitch, we taking it. And I'm dropping the top, erasing it. You got a basic bitch. My bitch foreign and she rich. I'm Mediterranean, out of France. She thought my AP was a lamp. I got the bling, bling. Look at my ring, ring. All of my checks, bling. I'm on a dream team. What a life, PG. Diamond AP. Me, Cartier specs on these hoes like who he? And I ain't got no respect for them, they some groupies. Now back to the blue cheese, she came from Louie. Bitch, I'm Supreme, Alex McQueen, yeah, bitch, she choosing. I got this Johnny from Switzerland, straight to the plug, fuck the middleman. My neck, I'm over, I ain't feeling them. I done ran out that sack, I got a gentleman. If you wanna get rich, go get it then. You can sit on your ass and get dividends. I ain't stopping till I get a million. On my way to the top, for billions. I'ma prevail on these niggas. Talk shit, we pull up, we left shell on these niggas. SK Carbon, ain't no problem, we gon' solve them. Don't beg my pardon, we gon' pardon from his mama. I got the bling, bling, look at my ring, ring. All of my checks, bling, yeah.